Colorado actually has, by statute, the reasonable accommodation statute, which you see it's on page number 5. New Mexico has a Surface Owners Protection Act. There are other states, too. These are just examples or flavors. And then we go to the basic idea. This is supposed to be the answer to everything, which is called the accommodation doctrine. And you see on page number 5, page number 9, and excerpts from the Getty Oil versus Jones case. This is sort of what we call the landmark case on the accommodation doctrine. Several other states, if you shepherdize it, you will see they have made favorable reference to the Getty Oil case too. Not all states, but some. One of the key things to keep in mind is that the burden of proof is on the surface owner to establish the application of this doctrine. That can be a big deal. On page number 6 and 9 again, the surface use must be in existence prior to the mineral lessee's proposed or actual conflicting use. To some extent, this might involve a race to develop. Although if you totally preempt the party by using all of the surface, that won't work as well either. Next, the mineral owner prevents or substantially impairs the existing surface use, and surface owner has no reasonable alternative to continue the existing surface use. They prevent or substantially impair the existing surface use. The surface owner has no reasonable alternative. Third, the mineral owner has other methods or options that can be on the land that are reasonable, customary, and industry accepted, and that do not interfere with the existing surface use. All these must be established by the surface owner. So just looking at those, the burden is on the surface owner. This is not an easily decided case. And it gets more depressing. You have the HAP case. I don't really know how to say it. But you have the HAP case on page number 10. This is the HAP versus Tarrant County Water Control and Improvement District number 1. And that case involved a situation where most of the surface was inundated. So the mineral owner had some difficulty doing vertical drilling because there was water. And the argument was made that you have inversely condemned my rights as a mineral owner. That could have been made at an earlier stage and perhaps have prevented the actual use without condemnation. So it was decided that the vertical drilling from dry land was the lowest cost. Horizontal drilling was not a reasonable alternative in the case. The accommodation doctrine can apply to a governmental owner or entity, which was this case. But it won't apply, it will not apply, if the use of the surface destroys or substantially reduces the mineral value, which the court indicated that it did here, went from $3.75 million to $937,500. The mineral owner cannot be required to go off the land. It's sometimes suggested that the mineral owner could drill from adjoining property, which maybe they would, or maybe they wouldn't. But it would be important that the mineral owner agree to this or concede it, if that's going to be the case. If you look at the Sun Oil case on page number 19, in a related or analogous situation, the mineral owner cannot be required to use water for fracking from another lease. There must be a reasonable alternative on the lease premises. I don't know what that means. On the mineral track doesn't mean off the track. That's T-R-A-C-T. Next, the reduction in value by mineral owner use. Does that mean that there's automatically a right to compensation by the surface owner? Well, certainly the answer is no. And why? The mineral owner has the dominant estate. They had it on my first slide, and they still have it. Humble Oil and Refining versus Williams on page number 11, the surface owner must show negligence, or that more of the land that was used than reasonably necessary. Then you have the Ornix case on page number, if I can read my writing, it's page 16, and the Pharaoh case, I like that title, on page number 16. The damages to the surface by the mineral owner must not be reasonably necessary. And there must be no showing of irreparable harm. There was no showing of irreparable harm or extreme hardship. And then the Vertex case at the bottom. In that particular case, if the mineral owner follows industry standards, then the mineral owner may in effect substantially impair the surface use.